Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Kitchen Garden Magazine podcast, your fortnightly fix of gardening features, advice and chat. Subscribe and follow us now to never miss an episode.
Hello everybody and welcome to podcast number 118 from Kitchen Garden Magazine. And of course we've got the usual crowd here of Emma and Tony in the Kitchen Garden potting shed. Yeah. But we're very excited today to be joined by our special guest, Annabelle Padwick, who's a regular in Kitchen Garden magazine, so readers will know her already. But she's an allotment and mental health blogger, vlogger, speaker, radio host. I don't know what she doesn't do. But she's first and foremost a keen veg grower. But we thought we'd drag her on with us to have a chat this month about something she knows a lot about. She's been a mental health practitioner. She runs a garden for people with mental health difficulties, works with schools. So we thought we'd get her on here to chat about how gardening can help with your mental health and well-being. Something which is, it's always a challenge, isn't it, for a lot of us? But gardening can really help. Although I was saying to Annabelle earlier, I'm the sort of person who, you've just got a weekend and you've got a list of jobs and you rush out and you think, I've got to get these jobs done, and it's anything but relaxing and good for my well-being. So I'm doing something wrong, Annabelle.
Absolutely. Well, not I was going to say absolutely, but not, you're not doing anything wrong. I think what it is we too... Very often we took and it too easily we say, oh, get out in the garden, it's really good for our well-being. But actually there are so many caveats to that in terms of, one, how we actually approach the gardening physically and mentally, also actually whether or not our garden is a safe space for us, because for some people their garden is not a safe space. So actually us just telling them to get out and garden doesn't work at all, because actually that could be actually more dangerous. So there's so many sides to it. But absolutely, it's definitely more about how you mentally and physically approach it. And also, as you said, taking those breaks. So one of my biggest things I always say to people is actually is when you approach, if it's especially an overwhelming, if you've left loads of jobs for a long time, or you've just got a brand new allotment and it's waist high with weeds and you're absolutely like, it's very overwhelming. It's actually like set like small breaks in between. So say you might, I don't know, depending on your physical ability, take that into account. Absolutely. You might dig for 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever is your capability, and then stop. No matter what, even if you're feeling like you could carry on and you're feeling really good, make yourself stop and have like a cup of tea or a bit of cake or a snack or something, and just sit and relax, and then go back to it again and do another 10, 15 minutes or an hour. But really break it up into small chunks and give yourself those little breaks, because then it does feel a bit more like fun than it does feel like a job, I guess. But yeah, there's so many sides to it.
Yeah. That sounds very true to what I've just been doing this weekend, Annabelle, because I came out of hibernation with the lovely weather, but all the weeds are in the board, all the weeds were in the borders, the lawn needed mowing, edging, God knows what. But that's exactly what I did. I sort of thought, right, I'm going to do that little bit there. I'm going to spend half an hour. Then I'm going to have a break. And you're quite right, that breaking it up means in the end, I think you get more done than if you try and do it all in one go.
Absolutely. And it'll keep you wanting to go back out again. Because if you did it all in one go and then absolutely sort of like ruined yourself and was absolutely knackered, you're going to think of it, you're going to think of all the aching more than you are of the satisfaction and the joy of doing it. So I always think actually breaking it up, taking a few minutes to just observe what you've done or enjoy what you've done.
Yeah.
And having those rewards as well makes it definitely seem a lot better and more enticing for the next time as well.
Yeah.
I think another thing as well is I think generally in our society, and I think today's, we want everything to be perfect, don't we? There seems to be this sort of desire to everything to be looked just so and just right. And I think maybe that spills into gardens as well. And I think, you know, there's a certain amount of chaos with nature, isn't there? And when things sort of suddenly, you know, get out of control a bit, we all sort of go, oh, no, look at that mess. But actually to nature, that isn't a mess. That actually is really inviting. And I think maybe we need to kind of get our mindset into that as well, so we don't worry so much about things kind of taking over for a bit, because we can eventually get on top of it, but as you say, but initially don't worry about it, and accept that actually maybe you're doing nature a service by leaving it for a bit.
Definitely. I think that's the bit that people don't always realize is actually the benefits of it being left for wildlife definitely outweighs everything. But I do think, unfortunately, when you look at, I suppose, Instagram and stuff like that, it has gradually creeped in from other sort of industries and stuff into gardening, where it has to look perfect, or at least for us to share a picture, it's got to look perfect. There can't be a weed in sight. But all that does is actually puts pressure on everyone else, and then impacts everyone else's mental health. So you might have people that are doing gardening to help with their well-being, but then they go on social media and then they see everything's perfect, and that makes it 10 times harder and maybe even more to get into it and to stick with it, because they're like, well, actually, I can't. All they wanted to do was to grow stuff, but all of a sudden they've got all these extra pressures that they didn't even realise there was, because they're seeing everyone else is looking perfect and flowers, even though like the pictures were actually taken a long time ago and there's not actually flowering in autumn or something like that. So I think it is trying to keep grounded and present in the minute, and actually remembering, like, with most of us are gardening for us, even if we are sharing it through the magazine or what have you, we are still doing it for us, and that is why we do gardening, is it's not for other people so much, it is for us. As long as we're getting what we want out of it, that's the main thing.
There's quite a few things I find really therapeutic, and one of them, even though it seems like a chore to start with, is weeding. If you've got a patch of weeds, especially if there's quite a few of them, you can actually get a lot of satisfaction just, you know, not rushing it, just gently getting through it. And at the end, you've got a nice clean patch or space. And at the end of it, you can see what you've done. And, you know, it's quite especially in a dry day, it's quite a pleasant activity.
Definitely. I find that weeding is like people have either love it or they absolutely hate it, because it's seen as boring. It's just all those things they see weeds as a negative thing. And actually sometimes, especially when I'm working with teenagers, so I run intervention programs for children that are struggling within school settings, and sometimes with teenagers I'll get them doing weeding, because actually what it helps them do is a lot of the weeds, some of them are great for wildlife and stuff, but in terms of using it for a well-being activity, they're seen as, weeds can be seen as a negative thing anyway, but actually if we think of them as negativity, and you've got a child that has got built up anger, built up challenges, frustrations, all these pressures that being a teenager does in this society, in this current world now, have, they can actually put all of that onto the weeds and potentially associate one of the weeds with part of like their family life that's not going well, or someone at school that's being not very nice to them. And actually, if they take the courage and the support of me to pull all those weeds out, and some will be more stubborn than others, because that's what weeds are like, and that's what annoying things in life are like. Some of them are harder to get rid of than others and adapt and change. But actually, as they take that strength to pull them all out, they can see all that clear space, which one obviously means new plants that we can put in, and also means more ground for the soil, so our plants that we love aren't being stolen of nutrients and stuff, aren't losing nutrients from weeds. But also it means that they can go, actually, okay, well, if I have the courage to be able to get rid of any of this negativity, so maybe the wrong friends or the negative thoughts, there can be all this clear space also for new thinking or new friendship groups that might benefit them a bit better. So sometimes as an activity, weeding can be brilliant for that, or just for actually staying mindful. And as you said, just actually just getting lost in the weeding and seeing that benefit of having that clear area, which is definitely satisfying. But as you said, as I said earlier, it's one of those things, is really about adapting the activity. So if someone is really stressed, sometimes I will get them doing weeding because it's a great way to, and a satisfying way, because they get an end result, which I think is always important when it comes to building confidence and stuff, as if we've got, like, you can see a difference physically.
Yeah, when Steve and Emma used to come over to mine, I used to try and get them to do a bit of weeding, but they never would. they just stared at the hoe, that's all they did. That's true, folks, isn't it?
It is, I'm afraid so, yeah. There's no weeds in your garden anyway, Tony, you've already dealt with it. I'm actually, quite grateful to my ground elder, to be honest, because my garden's full of it. But I love weeding it out, and it's, you know, just in the moment with it, if you like, you know, not thinking of anything else. You just sit, stand there and just spend hours doing that without having to think about anything else and worrying about anything else. So weeds can actually be good.
So, I mean, the sowing's quite satisfying as well. I mean, in fact, there's lots of things about gardening that's satisfying, but I love sowing stuff, especially bigger seeds, you know, like, you know, runner bean seeds and broad bean seeds. Quite enjoy the activity of just, you know, pushing them down into the compost, covering them up, giving them a water, and then waiting for a few weeks.
I love it at this time of year when it's a bit cold outside and you stand in your little greenhouse and it's and the sun's out and it's all warm. And you feel all cosy and warm, and then you're sowing seeds as well, and you can hear the birds outside, it is all about, well, it is about being mindful, isn't it, and being in that moment, and just aware of the noises around, which is obviously, you know, usually nature and birds, but you're actually also creating life by sowing seeds. I mean, there's just so much about it, but you do have to get sort of into that, you know, into that, you have to sort of forget everything else that you that's going on in the world, and just lose yourself for a few minutes, and that's when it really becomes therapeutic, doesn't it?
See, I think that is probably actually the biggest challenge of it all, is allowing yourself, and I use the word allowing cautiously, but allowing yourself to lose yourself in it. And that can be easier said than done with, if you've got a lot of anxiety, a lot of circling thoughts. But once you can get that groundedness and get present, then it can make a massive difference. And I always have an activity that I do with a lot of people if they're struggling to become fully present, or actually even it's just.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's a normal adult workshop, and I want all children's workshop, and I want them to be present in the minute and not worry about where they've got to be afterwards or something. I always get them to find three things that they can see in the garden space where we're working, then find three things that they can touch, and they all have to be different textures, so they have to go around and find them, and then close their eyes and identify three different things that they can hear. And what that does, it makes them think, and it makes them actually just become fully present to what's around us. So when we do that, and then we can start sowing seeds, as you said. And I've worked with so many new people that have just started our annual allotment program on site, and they've never grown anything before, and all of a sudden they've started seeing these seeds pop up, and you can see that excitement that we all know and absolutely love, that's kept us doing this for the years that we've been doing it. But then them suddenly seeing it and going, okay, what else can I sow? That now I have to cautiously be like, okay, you need to hold out for a little bit longer, because not everything can be sown right now in this minute. But it's great to see that excitement suddenly people get for something that actually they didn't really know anything about a few weeks or months ago. All of a sudden they see the sweet corn pop up, and it is the most exciting thing that's got them excited about life again. And they know they've actually, like, even just that little bit where it germinates, for them is a massive achievement, because they've actually managed to nurture something to the point where it's popped up out through the soil. And when it went in, it didn't really look like anything to them. I think definitely seed sowing can be very mindful, and also for just planning ahead or looking to the future. So I always think as soon as you sow a seed, you're already thinking like 6 months down the line. So if you're one of those people that struggles to think ahead, or that's quite dangerous for you to think ahead, or you can't see a future, if you sow a seed, you automatically are thinking ahead and thinking with positivity, mm-hmm. you're going to be growing something. So, yeah, no, absolutely. It's always about seed sowing, weeding. Every bit of gardening has got massive benefits for all ages, I think. But
I think the other thing as well is, and I think this is something that probably people do struggle with, and maybe struggle with when they first come into gardening, it's quite, in some things are slow. I mean, it takes time, and it's all seasonal, and I think that is I think it can be very hard for people in our very fast world, and I think initially I think it might be quite difficult to actually do it because you're impatient, you want things to happen now, and people want instant gardens. And but actually the joy is actually in the slowing down, isn't it? And that's when you actually start to really appreciate growing and appreciate gardening, I think, and appreciate more things in life, because it does slow you down. You have to kind of accept that. It's something, I think that's almost an initial thing you have to accept when you get into gardening, is it takes time and it slows you down.
Takes time, and you need patience, and it builds resilience. But I always think, like, with patience, I think, as you said, we're in this world which, in my opinion, we're not necessarily designed for, but we've created this fast-paced world. And actually the patience is, we need patience. And actually, if we give our plants patience, we're gradually teaching ourselves that actually we all need patience as individuals with each other, is another element of that patience. But I think definitely is one of the biggest teachers of patience and resilience, going hand in hand, because nothing happens together and all at the same time.
And disappointment.
Yeah.
You have to cope with failure a lot, I find.
Absolutely. And so many people can't deal with failure, or they really struggle with failure. But actually, I get told off for this, but in some aspects, when it comes to doing it for our well-being, it doesn't really matter if a few of the seeds if it doesn't work out. Like, I know there's seeds, and obviously that they are special, but in the scheme of things, compared to other big things that can go really wrong in our lives, it's a safe space to get it wrong and to try again and learn those skills of resilience and trying again and going again. Because actually, the amount of times I've been told, oh, you can't grow carrots this way, or you can't do it that way. And I've managed to do it with a lot of perseverance and trying again or adapting things each time. I think it is. It's just knowing, actually, if we try again, and that message then goes to everything we're doing in our life. If something bigger goes wrong, hopefully we've built up that those lessons to be able to handle it ourselves a lot better. So, yeah, definitely. I've definitely dealt with a lot of times when things haven't gone right. And sometimes it's totally out of my control. And other times it has been in my control. And I've just been super, super impatient and not read the seed instructions or something as silly as that. But it's excitement that gets the better of us sometimes.
I've got a little tray of oregano in my office, which I keep looking at and I keep watering it. And, you know, I've given up now. Nothing's happening. Nothing's coming. It's not going to work. So back to the drawing board with that one. Sorry, Steve, you were going to say something.
Oh, no, I was going to say just, you know, you've got to forgive your slugs, really. Don't get too annoyed when they, because that's what really gets to me, I think, when you've got a row of seedlings and you notice some pest or something's got some of them, but you just got to back off a little bit and let nature take its course, I guess.
Definitely. On our allotment therapy site, our main big one. So we have two roe deer on site.
Oh,
we have a load of pheasants and we have a load of cats. There's nothing I can do about it. They were there before we were there, and the main big building that we've got was there. So as far as I'm concerned, we took over their home. It was theirs. So I always say, and with my old allotment, there used to be rats, there used to be birds, rabbits. And I think if I get a 50-50 split, I think that's quite fair, because they need them too. Because without them, we're not here. We can't do anything. I was going, 50-50 split, and I'll take that as a win, to be honest.
That's a really good way of looking at it, actually. Yeah. Very, very healthy way of looking at it.
Well, yeah, otherwise it'd just be really depressing, which we don't want.
No, you do a lot of work with kids as well, don't you, Annabelle? It must be great watching them growing things for the first time and seeing the results.
Absolutely. So I work with a lot of children, some that are struggling, some a lot of children that are autistic or have autism, ADHD, additional needs, learning, speech difficulties, but also children that the parents just want them to be sort of learn about it and also be equipped with learning about emotions and things like that, so if they ever do get find struggles coming up, they have a safe place where they can talk about it, or they know how to communicate it better to their parents. So, yeah, but also, like yesterday, for example, was potato planting. It's starting to become that time with everything now. And they've harvested potatoes before, because I'd planted them before they started. And now, my word, the satisfaction that they, the excitement they had for it, digging them up. And then they all went home and they all got a bag of them to take home. And I taught them, some of them were like, well, I like chips, but I don't like potatoes. And so we had this whole conversation about actually, like, they're the same thing. And I told them all how to make chips. And then afterwards, some of the parents have sent me photos of them sitting there with this big bowl of chips that they'd made at home after the after school club. And then yesterday we started planting. So they planted all their own potatoes. And we're doing a trial between growing it directly in the bed and then in bags next to it. So we're going to see what the difference is. But they get so excited to be able to just, one, learn, but also get their hands in the soil and make it get a bit muddy. But also, as you said, plant things and then get to watch them grow and then dig them up, especially potatoes. They are, I always think, and Steve, you probably know this is what I've said before, they are a bit like a treasure hunt to me. Like, you have to dig them up and wait and see what you've got. So, yeah, there's so many benefits to it. As all we've said before, all those things that we say as an adult, we're giving them as a children as well, that patience, the resilience, the confidence, the self-esteem to say, actually, like, I've grown this, alongside learning how to communicate better and identify emotions and things like that, so that they can come and tell me if they're feeling stressed and they know how to do that, or they know actually this gardening activity might help them if they are feeling stressed, or just going out into the gardening and finding those three things that I talked about, that little activity. They can do that at school in their lunch break, if they're at school when they're feeling really overwhelmed in the classroom. At break time, they can quickly go outside and do the activity, and they know that can help them and also remind them of when there are allotment space and they're growing and they're having fun. it's all about, getting them excited, but also, as you say, education is just as important, so they know where their food comes from, and not just the supermarket, because a lot of them will just think, oh, well, I'd just get that from whichever supermarket. And you're like, well, no, actually, it comes from that. And I had one adult the other day who said, I've never seen a potato like pop out of the ground before. But they've cooked with them loads of times. But they were like, I've never actually seen one properly and where it's grown. Which is incredible. You think someone's got to like late 20s, 30s, 40s, and they've never actually seen where a potato comes from other than on a supermarket shelf. So that is so important as well. And magical to see actually someone have that, to see where it comes from, is great for me.
Yeah, super.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Annabelle. It really has. Thanks for doing this. People want to find out more about what you're doing and connect with you. How can they do that?
Absolutely. So they go to the main website is www.life@no27.com. Then we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we're all there. But there's information about all our programs, so all our adult programs and children's programs and school programs is all on there. So, yeah, just get in touch via any of those ways and you can see what we're up to.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, well, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you. And a
regular in Kitchen Garden.
So absolutely. So people can come and see. If they want to get ideas for the children or just ideas for themselves, but obviously in the children's features, then absolutely they can come and get monthly ideas from me on simple activities they can do in the garden, which are fun, but will also help them, hopefully.
Yeah, that's great. Right. Lovely to chat to you guys.
Thank you.
To hear more about what we do, then don't forget to go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk, where you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden, or of course just to our website, kitchengarden.co.uk. So thanks very much. Thanks for joining us, and thanks again to Annabelle.
Thank you. Yeah. Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers, folks.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe to Kitchen Garden Prime for just $4.99 per month. You'll be getting a whole lot for your plot, including an easy-read tablet and phone edition to read anywhere, anytime, exclusive access to 10 years of digital back issue archives, access to exclusive content from the online allotment, the Mudketeers website, plus the monthly print magazine will be delivered free to your door each month. Head to classicmagazines.co.uk/KGPrime to sign up today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.